Tension and uncertainty for families in Papela village in the Indonesian province of East Nusa Tenggara. These people are waiting for news of their missing loved ones. Two brothers were on board fishing boats that were hit by a powerful cyclone near Western Australia. For Alma, there's good news. Her husband has been rescued. But there's also some bad. His younger brother, Safar Uddin, still hasn't been found. The parents say they can only hope and pray that their sons are safe.
They often go fishing there in Australia, but we didn't know that this would happen now. Fishing is our lives.
I hope they can both return home so we can be together again.
Nearby, another family is also experiencing similar anxiety.
I hope they can bring my boy home soon because I miss him so much. He's been gone for 2 weeks since April the 7th.
Two wooden fishing boats left Indonesia and got swept up in Cyclone Ilsa, the most powerful storm in 8 years to cross the Australian coast. The boats were driven onto rocks 300 kilometres west of Broome. One capsized, the other washed up on an island. Survivors say they were stranded for days without food or water. But they were spotted by an Australian Border Force surveillance plane and airlifted to safety. Fishing is an important livelihood for many Indonesians, and they often try to fish further afield. Australian authorities say the men were fishing illegally. Some say they'd gone out reluctantly.
I've experienced bad weather at sea recently. This time I didn't want to go because I was traumatized by the weather the other day.
For now, the winds are calm and boats are docked in East Nusa Tenggara. But that's little comfort for those waiting to see whether their loved ones return or not. Rahila Mohammed, Al Jazeera.